And welcome to Season 10, Episode 7 of Swimming with the Fish. Welcome to the frozen tundra that is the East Coast tonight. Not so much where we live, and I don't think so much where the chief lives, but lots of the United States got whacked yesterday. But it's just cold here. I am Crutch, and once again, we are gathered together to have some fun for a little while and hopefully inform and entertain. And that cannot possibly happen without the two gentlemen that I enjoy doing this show with more than anything I could imagine, the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you this evening, sir?
I have not died yet.
So. This is going to be a running thing, right?
Well, and Bob did.
So I am dead, and then I just won't answer that question.
Well, that'll be the clue, right? I mean, the first time you don't answer, we're going to go, Chief.
This is true.
Goon, talk to me, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I want to know how much snow you got.
Me? How much did they promise me?
No, how much did you get? I got what was promised. They said 4 to 6, and I got somewhere between 4 to 6.
I got an inch.
Oh, wow.
You got a rock.
Yeah, I got so little snow that most of it was off the driveway before I left my house this morning at 5:30. There was only some left in my backyard when I got home.
So my backyard is
disappointed, and I feel betrayed.
My backyard is covered. The driveway is clear, but only because I shoveled it this morning and a little bit when I got home. Because they actually, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, They plowed my street before noon today.
It's really weird. I don't know if somebody got spanked after the last storm, but my beloved called me and said, they've been through our development 3 times already this morning. I went, are you kidding? He goes, no, I watched 3 different times. And I'm like, we're the last ones in the entire county. So I don't know. Maybe somebody moved in. Somebody important moved into my development. I don't know. You know, we have a, you know, state representative or something.
Maybe it's that super genius politician.
No, I think she's still in New York.
AOC?
Wile E. Coyote.
AOC, she's a genius.
Not just a genius, a super genius.
Super genius. I'm going to pay our new teammate.
We have a new team. Oh, okay.
to lean out her door when she sees her. She's neighbors with AOC.
Isn't that cool?
And I want her to yell, "Hey, Sandy, where's Venezuela?"
Oh,
wait, is it a bot?
AOC?
One of Goon's co-workers lives in the same building as AOC.
Or at least on the same street.
Yeah.
Oh, and okay, you're talking about the DC office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering. I was like, she's supposed to be in New York, representing what was New York.
You mean... Well, you know, I mean, she's got coverage there now. Somebody to help her. She's got Comrade Mondami. Peace be upon him.
Well,
can you be a communist and a Muslim? Aren't they, by definition, communists usually just atheists?
Yeah, because the state is your religion.
Right. Yes. Religion is the opiate of the masses, right?
State is unconcerned whether you have an opiate or not, comrade.
Oh, they got hammered in the last storm, and they're getting hammered again today. I do like the fact that they had a sign-up sheet, so you could sign up to be a volunteer snow removal person in New York. And people went crazy putting in fake entries into the application. And the thing I love the best was every single one of them required a phone number. Everybody put 8675309. God bless them. God bless them.
Well, that's
you know,
better.
Every one of those people was our generation.
That's better than the number I used when we had to put in phone numbers during the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what I used 202-531-1111.
What'd you get? What does that get you?
White House switchboard.
Oh. Nice.
And my email address when they wanted that here in the People's Republic was efud@gmail.com.
efud.
Nobody questioned me.
You don't have the dedication.
Because what should
if you had the dedication like I did.
These nuts.
No, you would go and you would go register a domain and you'd pay the extra $2 to make it private. Then you'd get a Google phone number so that you could do it. And then you would have a special recording or reply to message. So when people inquired from there, they got your special personalized response.
You're right. If we ever go into another pandemic, I will do that.
Hey, that's a
thank you forever.
Thank you for calling the pandemic help desk.
Panic now.
Yes, the possibilities are literally endless at that point.
I mean, you're right. That's better than what I do to crank callers. My wife gets annoyed with me because she'll be hanging up on unknown numbers and possible spam, and I'm like, what are you doing? Half my fun for the evening is messing with those people. She goes, but you waste their time. Yes.
That's the whole idea, because if I'm wasting their time, they're not talking to someone, you know, my mother's age and stealing half their money.
Right. Hello. Thank you for calling. What's the answer to question number 3? You're on the air.
That's good.
That's too interactive for me. I wait for the beat to so that I know that they have picked up. And I'll act like I'm in a rush. Rick, hello? Hi, can I... Oh, hold on 1 second. And that's the last thing they hear. then it's just dead air until they hang up.
I know one guy who used to answer and go, oh, this sounds really great. Let me get my wife on the other line. And then you put the phone down and, like, have dinner.
Yeah.
See, they'd know they'd been scammed at my house because the canine protective force would start. They bark a lot. You might have noticed that over the years.
No, actually, I thought they were all librarians.
And the forces changed membership a lot over the years.
But some things are consistent across all Goldens.
And Golden Doodles, apparently.
Yes.
And we've had some other unidentified mixes that maybe had a Golden in them.
Every dog has a little Golden in them.
The rescue group doesn't really care. They're like, yeah, whatever. It's a dog that needs a home. Let's find him one.
Good idea. So, not in New York.
No, we love our dogs here in America, but not in New Yorkistan.
New Yorkistan.
Have you, since you mentioned librarians, have you seen Jason Statham as the librarian?
Jason Statham as the librarian. Ooh, is that the new one?
No.
Is that based on the TV series?
No, it is. It is a comedian who does a great Jason Statham impression.
Oh my God, that's a librarian?
He did it in front of Jason Statham.
Wow.
And he said, he asked Mr. Statham.
Mr. Statham?
Who are the people that watch your movies that you need to tell them what your job is, not only in the title of the movie, but continuously through the movie? And then he proves, I'm the transporter. I'm the beekeeper. I'm a working man. So he said, with as low of a register as your voice is, I want to see you as a librarian. And then he proceeded to act out. He was like, I told you all 5 minutes ago to stop talking. I come back here. And you're still talking. I'm like,
That would be awesome.
Oh my God.
The librarian I had in high school was kind of like that anyway.
So did you have the cranky old lady librarian, or did you have the straight out of the Van Halen music video librarian.
No, I had the cranky old lady librarian.
Ah.
You had the hot one?
Yeah. I spent some time in the library.
Our hot teacher was the typing teacher.
Our physics teacher was quite fetching. I don't know who thought this was a good idea to put a 23-year-old brand new teacher in a classroom full of 17 and 18-year-olds. Trying to teach us physics. I'm like, no one was interested in physics.
I will tell you this, that whoever didn't know that answer when I went through high school still hadn't learned that answer. Because there was a 23-year-old who taught religious class in Good Counsel, and we ended up making her cry.
Oh.
But we were different. I guess your generation was still respectful, and mine was the beginning of the disrespect.
We didn't seem like we were all that respectful, did we?
Well, it wasn't respect. For the older teachers and the male teachers especially, it was fear. Because we knew that they had every legitimate reason to beat us to within an inch of our lives. And then when we got home, our parents would beat us for having gotten beaten at school. So, yeah, there right. was that.
God forbid the police brought you home. Your parents sided with the cops.
Always.
So we didn't learn this. And I think the two best days in high school I ever had was when there was a food fight in the cafeteria and the wrestling coach wanted to show why he was the wrestling coach. And
holy cow,
body slamming people.
Oh, my.
Did that to members of the football team. Other people who thought they were strong immediately checked manhood at door and sat back down and pretended like they had not participated.
I'm done.
Yeah, there was no John Cena music for me to be screaming out at the time. It was too early for that. But I will say that was one of the greatest days, because the people who you knew who was in the fight, when they came back and they had black eyes given to them by the teachers, and when they said, "Who did this to you?" I fell.
Yeah. Well, you weren't about to admit that a teacher whooped your butt, you know.
I'm looking. I can't find a picture of the typing teacher. I don't know why.
Why would you have a picture of your typing teacher?
I'm looking through my yearbook.
You have your yearbook?
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't have your high school yearbook?
No. The stone etching, it wore away after the years.
That never wears away. Let's see, math, science, media.
That's all right. I see someone's going down a memory lane.
Yeah, we've lost Goon. Chief, how you been? How's everything going? Actually, we had a little conversation ahead of time, and I'm hoping that you'll now be able to expand upon it, because it really piqued my interest. As you know, and this was like, you know, topic number one for Goon, because as we know, Goon has kind of an affection for dogs. Just saying. The mayor of New York had I don't know if this is a person on his staff, somebody he's hanging with, somebody said that all the dogs really needed to go from New York because they were unclean. And I had no idea that this was a thing. And you are, by all accounts, Chief, our religious expert. And I was wondering if you could expand upon what the heck is going on up there.
All right. So the first thing is something called najasa. And it's not haram, but it basically means you're dirty, right?
Right.
And dog saliva is considered dirty. So if it touches you, then wudu, which is the cleaning that you do, will have to be done. And nobody wants to constantly be doing that, so you just don't mess with a dog.
Oh, okay.
I would be constantly doing that because I can't enter the house.
So the other thing in terms of houses is there's, and okay, so Hadith is technically the Book of Mormon, right? So if the Quran is the Bible to them, then they just have this, you know, these secondary books because you just didn't get enough the first time.
Right.
Okay. And so,
what a great analogy. Holy crap.
There are four accepted hadith, even though there are technically more. But it says that angels do not enter the houses that have dogs in them.
What?
It just, and you know, that's just a like a blanket statement. So Muslims think that dogs somehow interfere with their blessings and do not want dogs inside the house. Dogs outside the house for hunting and guarding and all that kind of stuff is fine. But keeping it indoor like a cat is considered bad.
Can you have cats?
Oh, yes, you can have cats.
So cats, you can have, no offense to the goon, because he has cats as well. So you have a cat who can, like, you know, poop inside of a box and then walk across your counter. That's perfectly okay. But the dog giving you a kiss on your way in the door, that's the angel. Okay. I don't know who these angels are.
Can you poop in a box?
No. Why would I want to?
I'm just saying.
But then I don't walk in it and then walk on the counter. In fact, if I walked on the counter, my wife would cut my legs off.
So dogs will... this is what I didn't get. It's because one of the things was because dogs will eat their own refuse at times, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and dogs will lick just about anything.
That is a trinity statement.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, cats lick themselves to clean up, and they will lick where things come out of. So, it's like, I never understood. It's like, animals are going to be animals.
Animals are animals, exactly.
Precisely. And so we're all agreed, if Mondami tries to push this through in Sharia law, we're going to bomb New York, right?
I don't know who this we is.
He keeps saying we. He keeps saying it's, we. Listen, I keep telling him those are the voices.
We're going to have to take sides sooner or later if they try this abomination. Because if I have to choose between the Muslims and dogs, like the congressman said, it's an easy choice. They all go on home.
Of the goon. Of his own accord. Do not necessarily represent.
Don't come running up my street going, la, 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 la. The last thing you'll hear is bang.
I'd like to state for the record that that was not me.
Woof, 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 bang.
That's I'm taking signs. What caliber gun is that goes woof, 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 bang?
It's going to take me that long how to figure out how to get the darn thing off safety. This is a joke. This is a comedy podcast. Those of you who are writing letters now, stop. Just stop.
I'm writing letters. They are H and A.
Comedy.
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 No, there's nothing funny about this, ever. You must be serious in your comedy.
Oh, okay.
That's what makes it funny to some people with a sense of humor.
Can we talk about the dog Olympian over in the Winter Olympics in Italy?
Yes, we should. Anybody who names their dog Nazgul, I already like this person. There's something about, yeah, let's go with that. Those of you who are not Lord of the Rings fans, please read the book and come back to me.
Husky, you think?
I look more like a wolf. I swear he looked like a wolf.
Well, you know what? That's true, actually. Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. I'll go look him up.
So, well before, since we were
He's a wolf dog. He's actually a wolf dog.
What's a wolf dog?
What? One parent is a dog, one parent's a wolf. More likely, like a shepherd is usually what the case is. Yeah. Olympic wolf dog. Did you see him, Chief?
Now, what I saw was back before everyone became sensitive, there was a very good Family Feud episode.
Oh, yeah?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. I think the greatest thing was they ask a particular question, and you have to see it. But the thing is, all the comments for, you know, this clip are back when you could take a joke, mm-hmm. back when comedy was still funny, you know.
I know.
Yeah, whatever happened.
We lost our sense of humor. That's just sad.
You were mentioning dog Olympics, and we have just entered victim Olympics. You know, who can be the most offended? Show Cat obviously wins all the time.
But yes, she did. That was another attempt to climb up onto the microphone stand using the non-punctured part of my leg.
Yeah, before you came on, thank you, Showcat. Before you came on, Chief, Showcat decided that that Goon's jeans were perfect as a scratching post for full bore clawing. So he's got some what are they, distressed jeans now?
Yes. Yes. Well, and she's happy because since Hurricane is recovering from a we think it's some sort of back injury, but we really don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have been sleeping in the basement where Showcat joins me.
Aw, look
and
at that.
You must lie very still.
Oh, okay.
If you don't do that, or like you say you put your hand from under the covers onto the top of the covers in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
Sometimes you annoy Showcat and you get a little bite to remind you not to do that. Golly, I say when I wake up.
Yes. Nice.
Golly would be the right word.
Golly.
Yeah. Yeah. That sure would be.
That doggone.
hey, Crutch?
Hey, Goon.
Was it this week that AOC made her comments on Venezuela and in Germany, or was that a while back?
No, I think it was, well, okay, so technically this being Monday, this week, it was late last week. I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday. You know, she was over there in Germany showing off. It was a soft launch of her political aspirations. I don't know what they said.
There were a couple of Democrats who did
that. Oh, yeah, the Brett girl was over there. The Hildebeest was there. Yeah, the Brett girl was there and the Hildebeest was there.
Is she going to run again?
No. She's...
People beg her to, but she will not.
She's like, what, 903?
She's 666.
I mean...
She doesn't look a day over 500.
Boy, you got that right.
There's a man who has aged prematurely. Somehow his painting got trashed. I'll just say it.
I think Hilster did it.
Yeah.
No, it's when they raided Epstein's Island, they uncovered it and he saw it. And you know what happened after that.
Yeah. That was him in the dress, right? On the couch?
Yeah, sure.
Correct.
You've seen that painting, right?
Who has? Well,
yeah. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Nobody wants to, though.
You know, no, it's not a, I want to see this thing, no, for sure. Oh, Lordy. Yeah, so, we have the great representative from the portion of New York that never sees her, went over to Germany to explain to us how she's much, much smarter than Marco Rubio and doesn't realize the history of how horses got to the United States. And then she basically wowed everybody with her geographical acumen by describing Venezuela and Maduro, because, you know, it's funny how she nails those ones, is above the below the equator. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know anything about anything, but I'm pretty sure I knew that one was wrong. being as that, you know, a decent chunk of you know, South America is above the equator. Yeah.
Maybe we could ask her if Venezuela is above or below the ecliptic and see what she says.
The ecliptic. Is that what you put on your lips? No, that's lip gloss. Sorry.
No, that's the line the sun tracks across the sky.
Oh, I thought that was the, no, I have nowhere to go with this. I'm not that smart.
Yeah.
we were going to do science nerdy jokes, but I'm in no condition tonight. My brain.
Did you hear what Senator Lee said?
Senator Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Mike Lee. You're thinking.
No, he's the Senator Utah Kennedy. Guy, right? Kennedy is the Louisiana guy.
Kennedy, yes. Our own Mark Twain. Yeah.
I'm telling you, we need him as a guest. I bet he'd come. If he'd listened to the show once, he'd be like, well, all right. He said that he didn't. He goes, I don't want you to get the impression that I don't like Congresswoman
Ocasio-Cortez.
He goes, I do. But, you know, she has been complaining that that I called her a moron. And her response was, listen, just because I've been to Utah doesn't mean I've become part of their religion.
He also said that she's a lot like Kamala Harris, only with more bartending experience.
And now she said she was a waitress, not a bartender. Was that just a misstep from her?
I thought she said she was a bartender.
I saw a clip of her, but I don't know if it was a real one or not.
No, the one where she's like being carried off of a bar. No, that was Photoshop. That was pre-AI. Yeah, I remember that.
But what, there's never been anything pre-AI.
There's never been anything pre-AI.
Well, I think one of the greatest things is that there was someone used a Chinese AI to make a fight scene between Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Oh, Lord.
And the creators of Deadpool saw it and said, we will be out of the job soon. Because
it's that good?
And Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt both sued, like, immediately.
Sure.
Because there were two glitches. When the fight got to the ground, all of a sudden Tom Cruise was sleeveless, even though he was in a jacket. And like the background changed at one point. So, but other than that, the choreography, the sound, the voices were all on point.
Wow. Yeah, so here's the funny thing. I will include, there's a link to a story from, oh gosh. Yeah, I can include that. What the heck? It's CBS News every now and then can get something right.
You don't need CBS News, sir.
No?
No, you just need, I've provided the actual.
You are so awesome. Look at that.
Nice.
Well, that's the funny thing is I was talking to a friend. I said, what if I just wanted to watch, you know, I have certain genres of movies that I like, and every now and then I like the feudal Chinese martial arts movies, you know, like the old Jet Li and you know, the who were the brothers that used to do all those movies? Anyway, the period pieces that sometimes, you know, had magic, sometimes a lot of martial arts, right?
Come here. That will like those kind of movies?
Sure. Yeah, let's go with that. Anyway, so what's to stop me sometime in the future saying, look, I would like a movie, here's the premise, you know, here's some characters, go make me a 30-minute, you know, episodic movie that I can watch tonight. And it just makes it, and I enjoy it, and maybe it's totally throwaway, but, you know, didn't have to hire any actors, didn't have to hire a sound crew, production, nothing.
Didn't have to pay union scale?
No, you don't.
Well, it's coming. They, right now, you can get a couple minutes worth.
Right.
And it is only getting better. And I can't wait. Because when you see it, you'll see. I mean, this one was Inside Edition going over it. And they go over, you know, the artifacts, which are, you know, the anomalies that appear.
Right.
But again, how fast has this progressed?
Before, it's amazing, isn't it?
There was it only last year that Will Smith eating spaghetti like a monster was the peak?
Oh yeah,
and you know, it, like the spaghetti wasn't even going into his mouth. His hands grew multiple fingers over time.
Yeah, that was the big thing. Those fingers and toes—they couldn't get it right. That's all fixed.
Yeah. So now they have so much more. You can generate your videos again right now. Mm-hmm. I think the free limit is 6 seconds worth,
mm-hmm.
and then you cut to another scene. Grok Imagine is one of the free things that you can do. Some people are using it for other things too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm using was it Gemini Imaging? It turns out we were having a conversation with Mr. Browning, and you happened to mention that, you know, you needed to find a way to take care of your hogs problem. You have feral hogs in Texas, I hear, a lot of them.
Not just that. It took me about
a minute and a half to take one of our characters from our homepage. If you go to the homepage, you'll see character representations of the three of us. And by gosh, I took the one that represents Chief and I stuck him in a helicopter shooting feral hogs. That took about a minute
wonderful.
And a half. It does. It's awesome.
You did not have enough because 40 minutes ago, my wife comes in here and says there are 40 wild hogs in our yard.
Holy jackrabbits.
40?
Yes, and I said, I'm not allowed to kill them, so what exactly do you want me to do?
What? Why?
She said, there are so many. And I said, don't go outside. And that's, why are there so many? Because
why are you not allowed to kill them?
Because my Greenpeace niece refuses to let any animals die while she's here. And, of course, Big Bang and then... me saying, hey, there's something in the yard is not going to fly, which is why what I can do, because I invited my cousins over and I just said, here's a tree blind, kill as many of you.
Knock yourself out.
Yes.
Couldn't just go bang, oops.
Doesn't work that way. I'm not going to cause, you know, PTSD from the Soviet strikes.
Fair enough.
Yep. That's a kind of fun. That is the fun that is happening here. If I had a helicopter, because I do have an AR. It does not have that scope. I don't think any AR would have that scope. But what does AI know?
Exactly. What does it know? So, anybody doing anything fun this week?
You know, we're trying to clean up from all the stuff that happened on Patch Wednesday last week. We had a big fun Patch Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah, don't you recall? They moved all of our equipment from one rack to another and it wasn't going to change anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How'd that work out again? Yeah, it changed everything.
It changed a whole lot of things, and however, of the, I don't know how many people we have, 30 or 40 anyway, in the room where they were, you know, making the changes,
mm-hmm.
and only one they forgot to reconnect. Unfortunately, it was our unpaid intern.
Aww.
Who, much like you, goes, you know, it's just my life. This is just what I'm slated to do.
Yes, not quite a messianic complex, but, you know.
Of course it would be me.
Of course, yes. I officially move into the ranks of the work-at-home crowd probably starting sometime next week.
Rub it in.
That is, hey, everybody on my contract except for me has been able to do this for 3 years. It's about darn time. To say.
Okay, well, I will be doing...
Is this what you're working on?
Yes.
And if you look at the frequently asked questions, this is why it is so popular.
Is this a joke
we wish? Okay. Apparently, this is a new website that's this is going to be a project that the chief is taking on. I will include a link because it's what we do here. And it's the New York City poop map. Because, well, you know, hey, it was good enough for San Francisco. Why not, right?
This is correct. And I'm doing everyone a service.
Okay. You are always the giver. I'm just saying.
If you go to the map, you can see the poop.
And I'm looking at it right now, man. Upper East Side doesn't seem to have a whole lot. Yonkers seems to be clean. Got a big steaming pile in the NoHo Historic District.
SoHo is poo-hoo?
No, NoHo.
NoHo. Oh, okay.
Sorry. That's the northern SoHo.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Statue of Liberty Island got some.
Well, yeah, you know.
Nothing in Jersey City. I don't know that I, you know, believe that, but it's the New York one. So.
I also see Bayonne is completely clean, and we know that's not true. What about Hoboken? Hoboken, sorry. Not Hoboken. Get rid of Fossus on the right syllable.
Isn't Hoboken Jersey?
It is.
Okay, so there's no real Jersey. If you've ever been to Jersey, Jersey is just a suburb of New York City. They don't even have their own TV channels, Chief. If you turn on local TV in New Jersey, the entire state, you're watching the New York channels.
That's true.
I did not know that.
Yes, sir. My mom's family had a house in Jersey for many years. Go ahead, ask.
Lower New York? Is that...
It was exit 9.
I don't know.
I'm glad you told me. Now I know.
There you go. They when they moved into the town, it was called Nixon, New Jersey. After the Watergate scandal, the town renamed itself to Edison, New Jersey. They figure, well, he's dead. Nobody's going to find out anything about him. You know.
Or at least we've already found out all of it.
Right. We know what we know. That's what's important. Oh, my. I wish you the best of luck on this project. It's very, the color scheme is very, 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 you know,
redolent,
dark, black, white, and brown. There you go. That's all you get.
That's all you need.
That's right.
You watch that plus the, racist Family Feud and you'll have all that is living in my head right now. So there you go.
There you are.
Oh, well.
Rowan, let me say, Crutch, to you personally.
Yes.
Since I pick on you all the time, the Italians did a great job with the Olympics.
You know, I have to give credit where credit is due. The Italians did actually do a decent job. We didn't have any of the nightmares that they had in previous Olympics for the housing of the athletes. Apparently, everybody seemed to be pretty happy. Lord knows the food was good. You know, that was by definition. That's going to happen. I actually enjoyed the Olympics. I really enjoyed us beating the living tar out of the weird bacon Canucks eating.
Canucks, is that who you're looking? Is that the term you're Canucks looking for?
Up there, our women beat their women and our men beat their men.
Yeah.
And our women could have beaten
their men.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. So hail and farewell to the Olympics. The next one is in the French Alps in 2030. The next winter one, yes.
Do you know where in the Alps?
The French Alps.
Yeah.
Well, there's the Swiss Alps and there's the French Alps. I don't know specifically.
There's Italian Alps, too.
Okay, now I'm lost. Yeah. If the Alps could just pick a country and be done with it.
There was a an Olympics in France. Chamonix, maybe? I wonder if they're going there again, because they've started to go around two and three times to places.
Well, only because it's very expensive to build one of those places from scratch. So they tend to use places over and over again. Let's see here. Let's see. They just say the French Alps and Nice will be the hosting cities.
Okay.
But where?
I know where the next, where the summer games are.
Okay. The 2030 Winter Olympics. They just call it the French Alps. Well, that's wonderful. How about some city names, you morons? Let's see here.
No, I don't think they're from Utah, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mont Blanc. Oh, okay. There you go. I've heard of Mont Blanc. It means White Mountain.
They make pens, don't they?
I thought they meant wine, but that's okay. What do we
know? Pretty sure fancy pen is a Mont Blanc.
Really? I don't pretty have sure. A fancy pen. I'm barely allowed to use crayons.
I don't write that well, so.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well.
I'm steam. How about you guys?
You're out of steam?
I am.
Me too. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a very trying week for reasons not to be disclosed to anybody other than us. So take our word for it. We're glad we made it this far into the show. Please enjoy it. Talk about it. Tell your friends. We come back next week, and we'll see you next week. But before we do, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Support Nazgul, the newest Italian cross-country skier. He doesn't even need equipment, and he has the enthusiastic backing of the Canine Protective Force. They bark every time they see him. Well, honestly, they bark a lot. Spokesdog Stitch says skiing would be even more fun if you could add a ball or a stick in addition to the running. Somebody take that up with the IOC. And, hey, Canada. I thought we couldn't take your country or your game. I got a news flash for you. We are now halfway there, and on the exact day of the Miracle on Ice victory over the Commies. Coincidence? I think not. Glad you could be part of the celebration. Now, go home and enjoy some of that weird bacon you guys like so much. And proposed Winter Olympic sports. What about flaming bobsleds? Look, you start the run like normal, but we've poured a stream of flammable, that means it burns, AOC, liquid right down the center of the track, and we light it after all the riders are in the sled and hurtling down the mountain. If you make it across the finish line, you win. Otherwise, boomski. What fun. Fastest unsinged team wins. Think of the fun NBC will have providing play-by-play on this one. You're welcome. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.